Want a $1,000 weight loss medication for $50? It all starts with Rose free GLP-1 insurance check. Just upload your insurance card to see if you have coverage, then relax. Over 200,000 people have qualified for a $50 copay through Rowe. Go to rowe.co/health. Half of covered patients have a $50 per month copay or less for medication, plus $145 monthly Rowe membership fee. Deductible costs may apply and final cost varies by insurance plan. For safety information about GLP-1 medications, including boxed warning, go to rowe.co/safety, Rx only.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Candace is in Ravenna. I'm going to play this round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites, brought to you by Apex Skin. Hey, Candace, how are you?
I am wonderful. How are you today?
Oh, we're doing great. Get to talk ice cream a little bit later on at 8:10. Playing around at Trump Tui now.
Awesome.
You evil, evil person. That's why you're looking at me.
I'm looking at you because you were across from me. I'm looking at Stevie because you were across from me. I've looked at you for how many years we've done the show. Now all of a sudden today, you notice that I'm looking at you. Of course I'm looking at you.
You turned down my soundboard of you and I had the perfect clip for right there. Look, I'm still practicing live on the air how this works. Come on, turn it back up. Don't do that.
Don't do what?
Turn that back up, please. Please turn up the pot.
Candace, can you please ask Jen to leave the room?
Not you, Eva!
Jen, can you please leave the room?
Yes, I can leave the room.
Look like a man pregnant.
Man pregnant. You were talking about Tasty Tuesday. You see, that worked. But it doesn't.
You're the one that said it, Tim.
Yeah, I know.
You did. Okay, I'm leaving. Sorry about all that.
I thought you were, okay.
Sorry for our on-air fighting.
That's all right. No,
good luck, Candace.
Thank you.
All right, Candace. Producer Stevie, she's caught in the middle. She stays in the studio, keeping track of the score. Jen is now out of the studio. You know how the game works. Just make sure you give me the answer before you hear that buzzer. There is a timer involved. You're trying to answer five questions where you're trying to answer them all correctly. When you're done, we'll play a quick song so we can grab Jen from the hallway so she knows it's her turn to answer the same five questions. And we are certainly rooting for you. Once again, this is brought to you by Apex Skin. So let's get into it. Let's get to question number one, specifically Kelly's Island. Man, that was hit with record amounts of rain this week. There was an estimate 7 to 14 inches of rain overnight from Sunday to Monday. My question to you is, Put-in Bay located on Kelly's Island? Yes or no?
No.
Question number two, the Toy Story soundtrack, no surprise here, making a strong debut across the Billboard charts, landing at number one on kid albums. It's number two on soundtracks. It's number nine on independent albums. So the Toy Story 5 soundtrack is just dominating. And of course, this soundtrack is powered by this singer slash artist's original song, I Knew It, I Knew You. So who sings that song that's on the soundtrack?
Taylor Swift.
Nice job. Question number three. Hilary Duff has teamed up with Bath & Body Works as a brand ambassador and creative partner for its new Fruit Fusion collection. The body care line features the scents Watermelon Whirl, Tangerine Twirl, and Berry Bliss.
Ooh. I don't like it.
I know. I wish I could name them. That'd be a fun job naming those things. Mm-hmm. So Hilary Duff first became famous in the early 2000s for her role as the title character in which Disney Channel series?
I don't know.
That's all right. We'll go with question four. Target is going to be replacing its in-store Ulta Beauty locations next month with a new Target Beauty Studio concept. The revamped spaces will feature more than 80 trending beauty products. What is the name of the brand created by pop icon Ariana Grande and is available at Ulta that offers products ranging from liquid eyeshadows to the popular Essential Drip Glossy Balm?
I have no idea. Drip?
There we go with that. I hate my knowledge of all of this because of my 11-year-old daughter. Like, it's just amazing to me.
You would know that?
I could work at Ulta, and I could work at probably Sephora and know where everything's at because she's like, Dad, come here. Let me show you this. All right, question number five. The new study reveals the most affordable theme parks in the country. This is based off of the price of tickets. It's based off of parking and nearby accommodation. Cedar Point, well, not in the top 10. So if you wanted to buy one adult Fastlane Plus ticket at Cedar Point. So once again, if you wanted to buy one adult Fastlane Plus ticket at Cedar Point, that's the one that allows you to bypass lines on 27 rides and attractions. What is the price of that one ticket? Your guest needs to be within
$20. $40.
Let's go with that. Is the answer for question number five. We'll see if you hit on that and how you did with those five questions next. Candace is in Ravenna. We're playing around at Chump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. She answered five questions a minute ago. Jen's going to answer those same five questions here in a minute. But first, we have to reveal how Candace did.
Candace got two.
There you go.
Good job, Candace.
There you go. Two correct. Brought to you by Apex Skin. Trying to win that exclusive Jen and Tim Show mug and also a $50 Apex Skin gift card, which would then get you qualified for the Apex Skin prize pack worth $250.
All right.
Yeah. All right, Jen's turn to answer those same five questions. We begin at question number one. We begin at Kelly's Island. They were hit with record amounts of rain this week. There was an estimated 7 to 14 inches of rain overnight, Sunday into Monday. Is Put-in Bay on Kelly's Island, yes or no?
No.
That would be correct. On South Ass Island. Question number two.
Is that a horn? I'm sorry. I didn't hear that before.
That's Tim.
So if you missed it yesterday and this knowledge was dropped on me when I was gone, once again, I miss a week. Either dead guy in the envelope is found out. We move studios. I don't know. There's always something massive. There's always something that massive that happens on when I'm on vacation. So then Jen, by boss Chase, which I still don't believe that he was totally not a part of this. And also our IT guy,
Dan.
Oh,
he had to approve it. Yeah.
Of course he had to approve it. Oh, I just forwarded an email. No, you did more than that.
He did.
So.
And he did.
I come in and Jen has her own soundboard of stupid Tim sayings.
Yeah.
So now we're battling it out with these soundboards.
Right. So that is our new correcting. And if you get something wrong, oh boy. Very aggressive.
Very aggressive.
Very aggressive.
We have to now create our own sounds. That's where we're at. Question number two. The Toy Story 5 soundtrack made a strong debut across the Billboard charts, landing at number one on kid albums and number two on soundtracks, number nine on independent albums. And of course, this soundtrack, the Toy Story 5 soundtrack, is powered by this singer slash artist's original song, I Knew It, I Knew You.
Taylor Swift.
I just feel like digging yourself. I don't feels right.
She's confident.
I'm confident. All right, I'll wait.
I can't wait till you get to
it. Wait till you ding, and then I'll hit it.
I can't wait because you're gonna.
And wait,
I need to get to a question you might not know, and then we'll see. We'll see how confident the ding.
Maybe you like this better.
I prefer that one.
That was a nice.
All right, we'll go
it.
With that one.
How does a human make that noise?
I don't know.
Question number three. Hillary Duff has teamed up with Bath & Body Works as a brand ambassador and creative partner for the new Fruit Fusion collection. What are you going to go with?
Mm.
The body care line features the scents of watermelon whirl, tangerine twirl, and berry bliss.
Don't twirl.
Hillary Duff first became famous in the early 2000s for her role as the title character in which Disney Channel series?
Lizzie McGuire?
Do you think you got it right, or you?
I think I do, but I said
it. Question number four. Target's going to begin replacing its in-store.
You start giving yourself every point.
Yeah, that's unfair.
Yeah.
So nobody has a chance. All right, question number four. Target will begin replacing its in-store Ulta Beauty locations next month with their new Target Beauty Studio concept. So the revamped spaces will feature more than 80 trending beauty products. Hey, Jen. What's the name of the brand created by pop icon Ariana Grande and available at Ulta that offers products ranging from liquid eyeshadows to the popular Essential Drip Glossy Balm?
Is hers called Rem Beauty?
Question number five. The new study reveals that most affordable theme parks in the country, based on, you know, prices of tickets and parking and nearby accommodations, Cedar Point, well, not in the top 10.
Ooh.
If you wanted to buy one adult Fast Lane Plus ticket at Cedar Point, that's the ticket that allows you to bypass 27 rides and attractions. What's the price of that one ticket? Your guest needs to be within $20.
Ooh. $179.99.
Well, it's $189 for that one ticket.
Wow.
Yep. So you were within $20. Final totals there, Stevie.
Candace 2, Jen 5.
No, oh, I'm sorry, Candace.
You know, Jen, when they said the Disney Channel question, I really thought that you weren't going to get it. I was like, well, that's all I kept thinking. I couldn't think of the name. I was like, well, I know Jen's not going to get this.
So. I wouldn't think she would have gotten
same.
It either.
Same. We all are on the same wave like that.
I usually don't. And I what I do is I usually guess something and add Takes Manhattan.
Yeah, so, or Wizards of Waverly Place is a go-to for that particular one.
Yeah, just happened to be one of those days. I get it. Sorry.
Yeah.
No, that's okay. I am Candace from Ravenna, and I did not Trump Tui.
Steve is in Chagrin Falls, going to play this round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorite. It's brought to you by Apex Skin. Hey, Steve, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Good. We're doing very, very well. We're excited that you're playing this round of Trump Tui.
Me too.
It's about to get interesting up in here.
I knew she was going
to
play
you
something.
You knew I have to. It's the only
You were looking at the screen and I knew something was about to go down.
I was waiting to hear what you'd said. You know, I'm still trying. I have a whole new Tim soundboard, Steve, in case you missed it. So I'm trying to figure out when to play clips of him based on what he's saying. So it's a skill that I don't have yet. But we'll see how it goes.
Woo!
Yeah, Tim.
Stevie needs one of both of us now.
No, she's good. I think she's good.
Right.
She's
Steve,
good.
Whenever you're
I
ready.
Love cookies.
I know you do, Tim. Thank you for letting us know you love cookies.
I just feel like you're doing this at home.
I don't know.
She's.
I practice.
I love cookies.
I know.
See what I'm. Steve, whenever you're ready, buddy, ask Jen to leave the room.
Jen, can you please leave the room?
I sure can. You do love cookies, though.
I mean, you. Who doesn't? You like cookies, Stevie?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah,
yeah. Steve likes cookies. Everybody likes cookies.
Everybody likes cookies.
I think so. All right, Steve, we're going to ask you these five questions. Jen's out of the room now, so you won't hear any Tim drops. So just hear producer Stevie and myself, and we'll continue
Take
on.
The laptop, and then you will.
You just answer those five questions to the best of your ability, and you do it before you hear the buzzer. That's it. That's all you need to do, and we are all rooting for you. So let's begin with question number one. The United States men's national team, well, they lost to Belgium yesterday. Wasn't a great game at all. It was 4-1.
Yeah, not great.
Not great. That's all right. Belgium now is going to take on Spain, who should probably smack them in the quarterfinal on Friday. We'll see what happens. Has the men's U.S. national team ever won a World Cup? Yes or no?
No, they've never won.
Never won. Question number two. Whoopi Goldberg missed yesterday's episode of The View, but I would say she had a pretty good excuse. Turned out she was stranded in Italy because a volcano erupted. You can't even make that up, which meant that the airport was shut down. Ever been not be able to port to work because of a volcano situation? True or false, Whoopi Goldberg is an EGOT winner. Whoopi Goldberg is an EGOT winner. True or false?
I'd say true.
Yep. Question number three. Adam Sandler went from officiating Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce's wedding to vacationing on Nantucket. And, of course, he rolled up in his car and started playing a pickup game of basketball with the boys because that's what he does. In a standard game of basketball, how many players are on the court per team?
Five players per team.
All right. Question number four. Hillary Duff has teamed up with Bath & Body Works as the brand ambassador and also creative partner for its new Fruit Fusion collection. It's available now online and across U.S. stores. What product is designed to scent a room without using a candle and instead plugs into the wall? And it's from Bath & Body Works. What's the name of that thing?
That diffuser?
Let's go with the diffuser. Question number five. Target's going to replace its in-store Ulta Beauty locations next month. They're going to have brand new Target Beauty Studio concept. The revamped spaces will feature more than 80 trending beauty products. What is the name of the company founded by Dwayne Johnson that offers body wash, deodorant, face care, body care, and also grooming products that first launched at Target?
Is it called Sasquatch?
Let's go with Sasquatch as the answer for question number five. Let's see how you did in 4 minutes.
The GLP-1 pill you've been waiting for is now on Row. Yep, it's finally here. With the same clinically proven ingredient, now in a pill, and now on Row. It's the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. At the lowest price available, that's one daily GLP-1 pill for big results. Now, on Row. Go to row.co/listen to see if you qualify. Rx only. Go to row.co/safety for serious side effects and boxed warning associated with GLP-1s.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Steve is in Chagrin Falls playing this round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. It is brought to you by Apex Skin. Now we find out how Steve did.
Steve got three.
Oh! Absolutely. Jen's
great
excited.
Job, Steve.
Nice job, Steve.
Not bad. Not bad.
Same five questions.
Yours isn't as loud as mine. Are you turning it
so
down?
So it's on
you
the...
You are. Stop that.
I didn't mean... I was turning down. Yeah, I was turning
down. Turn them all down.
I usually fire the music bed on there, which I turned down. Ooh. So everybody can...
Oh.
That's the problem.
Powdery and puffy show.
I'm back. All right. Question number one. Same five questions we asked Steve just a minute ago. The United States men's national team. Well, they lost to Belgium. It got smacked a little bit. 4-1 was the final of that game. Now Belgium moves on, and they take on Spain in the quarterfinals. It happens on Friday. Has the men's U.S. national team ever won a World Cup? Yes or no?
No. Nope.
Question number two. Whoopi Goldberg missed yesterday's episode of The View, and she had a pretty good reason. Turns out she was stranded in Italy because, well, I don't know, a volcano erupted. Oh. So she had no access to the airport because it was shut down. True or false, Whoopi Goldberg is an EGOT winner?
True.
Question number three. Adam Sandler went from officiating Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce's wedding, allegedly, to vacationing on Nantucket. He rolled up in a car and started playing pickup basketball because that's what he always does. Play with the boys.
Oh, because he's usually wearing basketball shorts, too. So that kind of works out for him.
Oh, he loves basketball. Yeah. Loves playing
That's
basketball.
Awesome.
Always seen playing basketball. In a standard game of basketball, how many players are on the court per team?
Five per team.
Question number four. Hillary Duff has teamed up with Bath & Body Works as a brand ambassador and also a creative partner for its new Fruit Fusion collection.
Oh, he's doing it again.
It's now available online and across U.S. stores. What product is designed to scent a room without using a candle and instead plugs into the wall from Bath & Body Works?
A wallflower.
Give me them wallflowers. And when they're on sale?
You love a nice wallflower.
Jen.
You love a nice wallflower.
I do.
What's your favorite scent?
I don't depend. I go in there. I get a different one almost every time.
Yeah.
Like, I don't have a go-to.
Because they always mix it up.
But per season, it makes a difference.
Yeah.
I get ocean or beach cocoa.
Oh, they're good. Ocean.
Beach cocoa, yeah. I would love.
I don't think beach cocoa. I'm familiar. That's a good one.
I don't like that. Don't sniff the mic.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a really bad, really bad move. Mm. Question number five, Target.
Mm.
Jen, sniff your mic.
No.
Target will begin replacing its in-store Ulta Beauty locations. This is going to happen next month, when they're going to have new Target Beauty Studio concept. The revamped spaces will feature more than 80 trending beauty products. What is the name of the company founded by Dwayne Johnson that offers body wash and deodorant? They have face care, got body care, and grooming products that first launched at Target.
I don't know. Something like that.
Something like that, but
I also have a new drop that I can use.
What is it called?
Papatui. Final totals are Stevie.
Steve 3, Jen 4.
Oh, Steve, I'm sorry.
All right. Good job, Jen.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much.
And I get to add more to my Jen soundboard.
No, you don't.
Yeah,
you're good.
Absolutely.
You're
Steve,
good.
It's always good to hear from you, buddy. You did a great job, but you know what you need to say.
Yeah, this is Steve from Chagrin, and I did not Trump Tui again.
It is not hard to destroy a college. Last season, the podcast Campus Files brought you stories of fraternity drug rings, stolen body parts, campus cults, and more.
And now Campus Files is back for another season.
There's a guy screaming into his phone. He's like, I just saw Charlie Kirk get assassinated right in front of me.
Every week is a new episode and a new story.
It was so chaotic. It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.